would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. I almost said Good Friday to you, but that's still actually a couple of weeks away. So I thought I would not confuse you any more than necessary. Hey, thanks for tuning in to 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship, WMIE. And I am Bob Arthurs, Pastor of Merit Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour today with you talking about God's leadership in our lives. And I tell you, you will find no better leader in your life than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I wanted to let you know this last Sunday, I preached a message titled, Have We Believed the Lies of the Enemy? Have we believed the lies of the enemy? And how that program, or how that sermon came about, was the other night my wife and I were sitting there watching Christian television, and I was listening to this sermon. It was by T.D. Jakes, and he happens to be one of my favorite preachers. And I got lots of favorites, but he's one of my favorites. And as he was preaching, the Holy Spirit began dealing with my heart about something that I wouldn't have tolerated that thought in my life when I first became the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. But after 26 years, there were things that were going through my head, like, well, you know, if we were in a different location. And what he did during that sermon was he started saying word for word things that the enemy had sowed into my head. And I said, you know what? I think I have believed some of the enemy's lies, and I began to disarm those. So that sent me on a mission throughout the week last week, and wanted to address some of the lies of the enemy. And so God started speaking, and it wasn't just, you know, you're ugly, you're fat, you'll never amount to anything, you're too old, you're too rich, you're too poor, you're too smart, you're too dumb. Have you ever had one of those job rejection letters that said you were overqualified for the job? Well, I didn't want to deal with the specific, you know, itemized lies. I wanted to deal with some of the matters that are prone to, and that's the character of God, the provision of God, the plan of God for our life, the authority that God has over the entire cosmos. And that means that he is perfectly capable of ministering to me. And so I challenged our congregation to believe thus saith the Lord, not thus saith anyone else. And so that was a wonderful, wonderful time that we had in God's word. And so I just want to challenge you today. If you've got some areas where, you know, the enemy's trying to tell you that your spouse is never going to get saved, your loved ones are never going to get saved, you're never going to have that spiritual breakthrough, you're never going to have this, you're never going to have this, you know, everybody hates me, all of that sort of stuff. If you've believed you were never going to have that spiritual breakthrough, if you've been told by the enemy that you are never going to get that healing, you were never going to get that promotion, I want to encourage you today to point your finger at him in as strong a tone as you can and say, devil, you're a liar. You're a liar. And so we're going to believe the word of the Lord. We're going to press on. I want you to know, for the next three Sundays, I'm going to be doing a sermon series. And the title of the series is This Day Could Change Everything. This Day Could Change Everything. We're going to start this Sunday. We're going to move through Easter, Resurrection Sunday, and with that sermon series. But I want you to know, what you do today can change absolutely everything in your life. Wanted to start off today by saying thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you have any block or concrete work that you need done, give them a call, 321-536-5804. You will find them very, very good at what they do. I was talking with Brother Anderson here a week or so ago, and he was telling me about the massive job that they were doing. And it sounded very large, very important, and very technical. And I was like, I'm glad they've got him doing that job and not me. And so if you need them to come and do some work at your project, give them a call, 321-536-5804. Known throughout the community, through the construction community, for the expert work that they do, and you will be glad that you called them. Now, I will tell you that from what I'm hearing from some of my construction personnel is that there are a shortage of jobs, or there is a shortage of workers that are available for all of the construction that is going on right now. And so, you know, if you're looking for a career path, you might want to give that a look, because there's always something that needs to be built, something that needs to be remodeled, something that needs to be torn down. And you might want to look into some of those areas. You might be able to get trained in that field in the construction industry for a lot less money than you could have other options. So 321-536-5804, Jits Concrete. They'll do a great job for you. Also want to let you know that next week will be the spring offering right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, 632-1000, 632-1000. If you would like to help keep WMIE broadcasting throughout the community for the next 6 months, that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Let's get to the Word of God today. I want to take you to Matthew chapter 17. This is going to be a little bit different on the concept of leadership, but I believe when we get done with it, you are going to be glad for God's leadership in your life and in my life. Matthew chapter 17, verse number 1. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the clouds, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. This incident of Jesus' leadership of Peter, James, and John, while in itself is an incident, it does point us to a much larger truth in God's Word, and that God is leading us so that we have a greater understanding of the glorious revelation of who God is, of who Jesus is. You see, there are some people who have no knowledge of who Jesus is, and Jesus wants to bring them to an understanding that he really does exist. There are some people who have a revelation that Jesus is nothing more than a byword, and that Christians are nothing more than a group of people to be ridiculed and mocked and scorned at every opportunity. And God wants to change that revelation to let you know that Christians actually want to operate by the fruit of the Spirit. They want people to know the love of God is not just something that you talk about. It is something that you manifest on a regular basis. Jesus came to earth here and was born of a virgin. It was a glorious birth, but after he was born, there was much obscurity about who he was. And he doesn't show up again on the scene after his 12th birthday, and he's amazing the teachers in the temple. You don't hear anything about him until he turns approximately 30 years old. He shows up where John is baptizing, and all of a sudden the heavens are open. John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And all of a sudden, this carpenter, this son of Mary and son of Joseph, all of a sudden people begin looking at him and saying, "You know what? I think you've got something that you could teach me." When Jesus emerged out of the wilderness after having been tempted for 40 days from the devil, he chooses disciples, apostles, whose mission, whose primary assignment was to be with him. Okay? Never get so fixated on the task that you miss the mission, and the mission is to be with Jesus. If we aren't with Jesus, if we don't experience the presence of God, then we're not going to hear what the Father says, and therefore we're not going to have a message. If we're not fixated on the presence of God, we're not going to see what the Father is doing, therefore we're not going to have an action plan that we can do what he's doing. If we never study the Word of God, we will never understand the things that Jesus did, and therefore we will never be able to do greater things than these that Jesus did shall we do, because he goes to the Father. It's very important that we realize that no matter where we are in the journey, God is constantly looking for us to have a more glorious revelation of who he is. On this particular mountain, Jesus was transfigured before them from just a man to being clothed and wrapped in the glory of God, the glory that he had from before time began, the glory that he is going to have for all of eternity. They see Elijah, they see Moses, and they're just like, wow, this is a life-altering moment. And Peter starts talking. I notice that a lot of people are uncomfortable whenever there is silence. On the radio, generally, people get uncomfortable if you don't say anything for a number of seconds. There's a period of time where they're okay, nothing's going on here. But after that, they want to start looking down at their dial. They want to start messing with the volume. They want to check to see if anything has gone wrong with that particular station. People are not comfortable with, as some people call it, the pregnant pause, where there is something that is coming forth at that point in time. A lot of people get that way in church. And I want you to know that there are times where we still have to be still and know that he is the Lord. We still need to close our lips so that God can speak. If you look at the gifts of the Spirit, a number of those gifts are gifts that involve God speaking, whether it's a prophecy, whether it's a message in tongues, an interpretation of tongues, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. There's a number of things that are very important. And sometimes that means that the group that I am with doesn't need to hear from me. They need to hear from God. One of the things that I've noticed is that there are a lot of times where people, if they're extremely nervous, that one of their mechanisms of deflecting the tension of that area, of that time, is they just begin to talk and talk and talk and talk, and they talk faster and faster and faster, and they move from one point to another point to another point. And it's all because they really don't want anyone to see behind the mask. The reality is, it doesn't matter if you've been walking with Jesus for 10 seconds or 10 years or 10 decades. There's still more of him to know, more of him to understand, and more of him to appreciate and to worship. Please know that God today is looking to take you from strength to even greater strength, from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to even greater faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and from one glorious revelation of who he is to an even greater revelation of who he is. But we have to allow God to lead us to that place. God wants to lead us to that place. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. Now, Jesus, on this particular point in time, he led them up on a high mountain. The journey to these greater revelations, it may involve some effort. It may involve some obedience. It may involve some things being left behind so that you can press ahead with your walk with Jesus. Now, Jesus says, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. That's in verse number 9. The thing is that Jesus is going to reveal it, but we still have to allow the timing of God to bring that to pass. I want to take you to 3 John. 3 John, or not 3 John, I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And I want to begin reading in verse number 1. I'm going to read the first 3 verses. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. This leadership that God has in our life, that he wants to lead us to a greater understanding of who he is and what he is capable of doing in our lives, what he wants to do in our lives, that's going to have a direct impact upon us, our motivation. How are we going to respond to this greater revelation? If you abide in my words and you are my disciples, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We need that, but we also need to walk in that freedom, that liberty that God has set us free. It's not a freedom to do whatever we want. It is a freedom to become everything that God wants us to be. It is a freedom to do everything that God has called us to do. And so 3 John chapter 2 says, I did it again. 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 through 3 describe to us that the revelation that we have of God is going to manifest in the reality of who we are. And so there are many people who think that a relationship with God is a disposable relationship, and therefore they do not put any effort into it. They have just seen him as an emergency exit plan, you know, a fire insurance against an eternity of fire. Many people think of him as just a teacher. Well, I've had good teachers, I've had bad teachers, and when I was in school, my teachers changed from year to year to year. Sometimes they change from class to class to class. And for many people, if they think of Jesus as just a teacher, well, it's okay for this season right now, but there may come another different season where I'm going to have a different teacher. I want you to know that no one ever taught, no one will ever teach you the way that Jesus teaches you. The truth of the matter is, from 1 John chapter 3, I got it right this time, is that what we see, when we see this glorious revelation of God, that we are going to want to be everything he's called us to be. Many people take this reality that says, we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I believe it was Sandy Patty sang a song, We Shall Behold Him Face to Face. That's all great. I'm really looking forward to that supernatural encounter with God that lasts for all of eternity. But there is an importance to Jesus leading me now so that I become as much like him as early as possible, because there are some people who are looking for God in a search for God, and they need to see him actively involved in a man's life, in a woman's life, in a person's life, a boy, a girl, to be able to say, you know what? I always knew that the enemy was lying to me, and now I see a transformed life. You see, when we allow God to bring greater revelation of who he is, it should birth a desire in us that says, I need that greater revelation in my life. I need to become more of the person that God has for me. 2 weeks ago, I preached a message. It'll be 2 weeks ago this Sunday. I preached a message that the basic premise was, how do you know if you're on fire for God? The title of the message was, The Church Depends on the Fire of God. I brought a lot of parallels in from the sequoia trees, and one of the truths that I brought out was that the fire is always crying out for more. You and I, we know when we are on fire for God, when there's a longing inside of us that says, there's more, there's more, there's more. Heard a man talk one time, and he said, I was crying out for more of God. And a person said, well, how much more do you want? I know. Listen, it's going to take God all of eternity to take us from glory to glory. Let's get started on the transformation. Now, do not believe the devil's lie that you can live like the devil right now, and just because you know that Jesus is the Son of God, that all of a sudden when eternity comes knocking on your door by death or by rapture of the church, that all of a sudden, bam, you are going to be gloriously transformed, and you're going to draw, you're not going to have any taste for all of that. Listen, I'm not claiming that there's perfection for us here, but there should be some improvement. There should be some things that are falling by the wayside in your life and my life as God continually reveals his glorious nature to us. Let's let God lead us on to that place where he's transfigured before us, and it results in the transformation in our lives that other people are going to see, and they say, you know, that person reminds me of Jesus. It says, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, that word for transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17 is the same word that we find in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God wants to lead us the same way that he led Peter, James, and John. He wants to lead us in his word. He wants to lead us by his spirit. He wants to lead us through our church, so that we understand who he is to a greater degree than we've ever known him before. And when we see him, we want to be like him. Okay? So here's a way that you can identify whether or not you have believed a deception of the enemy. If you can talk about Jesus and still want to cling to your sin, you haven't seen him in his glory yet. If we can talk about him and be content rejecting his mission, we haven't seen him in his glory yet. But if you have seen him in his glory, you're going to hear the Father say, you know what? It's time to listen to what Jesus has to say. It's time to listen to what Jesus has to say in every area of our life. when you see him. No one's going to be having to drive you. No one's going to have to be doing, you know, all of this follow-up. Elijah was given the assignment of anointing Elisha. And when Elisha was out there, he was driving a yoke of oxen. He was in his father's harvest field. He was driving the 12th yoke of oxen, so it must have been a pretty good size assignment company going on there. Elijah showed up, anoints Elisha as Elijah's successor, and Elisha says, "Where do you think you're going?" And Elijah turns around and says, "What have I done to you?" And he's, "You've changed my world." And from that moment on, Elisha began following, because he said, "I need to see everything that goes on in his life, because I need to know how to operate myself." There, listen, when you've seen God's plan for your life, when you've seen the glory of God, you're not going to want to settle for any counterfeit that the devil has. This Friday, I'm coming to you, and I'm wanting to ask you this question. Have you seen how glorious Jesus is? And if so, are you in a passionate, relentless pursuit to become as much like him as you possibly can be? It takes a complete transformation, a renewing of the mind, that's going to result in change of thought, change of heart, change of speech, change of action, change of direction, change of motivation. Everything changes when God is transfigured before us. And I want to encourage you today to begin to pray, "God, would you reveal yourself to me like never before, because I want to be more like you than I've ever been in times before." God bless you. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you visit with us. 165 North Grove Street, 10:30 of a morning, Sunday morning. We have a guest missionary with us Sunday night at 6:30. We'd love to have you. And don't forget, the spring offering starts Monday morning. We'll see you then right here on the Refresh Radio
Thank
program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
You can have my whole life. You can come and have it all. I don't want to go my own way now. I love to feel your presence, and I know your saving grace. I am nothing when you're saved. I've been